This is Anna Sampson's preface to the Poems for Stillness anthology edited by Gabby Morgan, read by Kate at the next chapter. The world moves quickly, and so do we, but this beautiful collection of poems forms an effective prescription for tranquility. These verses demonstrate poetry's ability to raise us up. A poet can elevate our thoughts above the humdrum, plucking us out of the scrum of life to set us down somewhere high and quiet where only gentle winds whistle. No wonder so many sonnets have been composed perched upon peaks. Each of these poems offers us an ejector seat and, with that lifting, a true and deeply calming sense of perspective. Many of the poets in this anthology find their paths to stillness in the natural world, and we can enjoy stepping into the peace of morning with Browning when the hillside's dew-pearled. The remembered splendours of the earth can become a treasure house of wealth that is never spent, to draw upon when needed, like Wordsworth's daffodils, ready to flash upon that inward eye. "I'll make a summer within my heart," writes Margaret Armour, "and so can we. Birds and beasts have lessons for us too. May we all imitate Lawrence's languorous cat, sleeping on the hearth and yawning before the fire. Cool and distant, yet endlessly magnificent, the stars wheel their slow dances many miles above us. Things high and far can make us feel small and quiet in the best possible way. We witness in these pages both a single star lighting Sarah Teasdale's solitude in a February twilight, and the multitudes glimpsed by Robert Louis Stevenson when he flees the nursery after lights out, and both bring a deep sense of peace. When we cease striving, we are happy. These poets remind us to savour tiny joys, like a child running into the garden after days of rain in Catherine Mansfield's A Fine Day. Wonder can be an engine of tranquility too. Walt Whitman writes a hymn to everyday awe, the kind we need to step outside the rushing hours to appreciate. Every cubic inch of space is a miracle. Appreciation is a repeated theme, and there is thankfulness inscribed here that is tremendous in scope and vast in feeling, rooted in the traditions of the Iroquois and the Orthodox synagogue, as well as bubbling up in individuals. Each of us has been the beneficiary of tens of thousands of kindnesses, and to meditate on these is to be flooded with a calm and grateful delight. It is far from easy, but these poems also remind us that the surest route to contentment is to live with both feet planted firmly, free of fret, in the present. A Sanskrit salutation to the dawn reminds us that today well spent makes every yesterday a dream of happiness and every tomorrow a vision of hope. The soothing comfort of community and home, of kindnesses bestowed as well as received, is not to be underestimated.